Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump was busy on Twitter this morning. In a series of blistering tweets, he took aim at Justice Department Special Counsel Robert Mueller, describing Mueller as the exact opposite of a saint, calling him and his prosecutors in the FBI's Russia investigation terrible people at the Justice Department, justice in quotes, who should investigate Hillary Clinton instead of his campaign's possible collusion with Russians. He might have been responding to a remarkable turn yesterday in the FBI's Russia investigation. In a court filing, Mueller's team accused Paul Manafort, Trump's former campaign chair, of repeatedly lying to them, breaching a plea agreement to cooperate in the Russia investigation, and they recommended that Manafort be sentenced immediately for the foreign lobbying violations to which he pled guilty. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing is here. And Phil, how unusual is this? You know, what he sacrificed, a plea deal, less jail time, by not telling the truth?
It's not unusual in this case, because if you think about another person who's involved, the former junior campaign aide George Papadopoulos, he tried to withdraw from the guilty plea that he concluded with the special counsel's office last year. Now, a judge didn't agree, and Papadopoulos had to report to prison on Monday as he was sentenced as part of his guilty plea. But Paul Manafort is not the first person to try and back out of an agreement that he's made with prosecutors in this case, although in his instance, it could be much more consequential for Manafort because he was facing punishment for not one but two separate federal cases, the one in Washington, D.C., and then one for which he was actually convicted by a jury in Virginia. And so Paul Manafort's looking at quite a bit of jail time if prosecutors don't go back to the judge and say, he's been cooperating with us, please go easy on him.
Yeah, well, and what does the investigation lose? Isn't this a valuable witness?
That's a great question. No one on the outside can answer it. Paul Manafort's attorneys said in their response to this filing that they don't believe he's given investigators false information. They believe that his plea agreement should continue to stand because he's been providing what they called useful information to the special counsel's office and investigators. But I think we can deduce from this turn of events that there's been a breakdown at some point along the line before now, and the government feels that it's exhausted all its opportunities to try and negotiate with Manafort or bring him around in the way that they want him to come around. And so then they're going to tell this judge, the deal's off. Please dispose of Manafort however you see fit.
And could it be that they just discovered? I mean, you say he's not saying the things that perhaps they're looking for and know that he knows. But is it possible that they just discovered that he lied?
The timing is not clear, but what has become clear from the work product of the special counsel's office is that it has sometimes granular levels of detail in terms of documents and other witness testimony about things that have taken place in this case. And so if investigators were able to establish through other witnesses or through other sources, emails or documents, for example, that something had or had not taken place, and they asked Manafort about that and he didn't give the answer that they knew to be true from those other investigations, that is the source of this dispute. We'll have to see how this goes or whether or not the breach has been so final that, in fact, Manafort will go before a judge and be sentenced once and for all. That isn't scheduled for right now, but as you said, the government said in its court filing that it wants it to happen soon if it could.
Well, there are other developments, as you mentioned, and on another front with Jerome Corsi, who rejected a plea deal with Mueller's team. But prosecutors have been investigating whether Corsi, who's a conspiracy theorist and a conservative commentator, but whether he coordinated with WikiLeaks and Trump associate Roger Stone about the release of those Russian-hacked Democratic emails before the 2016 election. What interests you about this?
Well, one aspect of the story that has not been established firmly is if there was a chain of linkages between Americans in 2016 and Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, who we know from other court documents was, prosecutors say, allegedly getting stolen material from Russia's intelligence agency, who was involved and how did it work? And one person that has come up a lot in that discussion is Roger Stone, this political consultant, this advisor to Trump, who actually wasn't a formal member of his campaign. And one of the people in Stone's camp is this Corsi who you talked about a moment ago. Who was involved? Who talked to who? How does it work? How did it work? Was there any connection at all? Corsi and Stone Cohn and other people in their camp have said there was no connection, that they were taking statements made publicly by Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and puffing them up internally, making it appear to people on the Trump campaign, maybe to Trump himself potentially, that they knew things on an insider basis that they didn't actually know. But what we're still waiting for is whether there'll be an indictment or a criminal complaint or other work product from the special counsel's office that will lay out definitively all the facts in that case in the way that other facts have been laid out before.
And one of the big questions that you just laid down there is who was involved? Look, very briefly, you said Manafort is going to be going for sentencing. Might we learn in court what he lied about?
When and if that happens, we will learn a great deal because there'll be documents from his camp, a response from the government, and that could be another big milestone in this case going forward.
Phil Ewing, National Security Editor for NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.